It's Monday, September the 28th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, there is no Blaven.
Because he's gone.
He's left us.
To the plains of magic.
Uh-huh. However, this isn't just a two-man gig this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have others in the room with us.
No one believes that. Because no one's saying anything.
That's true.
Woohoo! Ah, there we go.
Oh, there they are.
See, we're not alone. We know people.
That applause light did work. But this week is very special in that we've got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a slow week.
It has been a slow week. I mean, I tried looking for, like, interesting things in the news, but nothing really picked up. Is there anything that caught your attention?
Just the fact that there is no one to direct the new Fast and the Furious film.
Which, to me, sounds like a good thing. Because yeah. I don't think we need any more.
So, in the AV Club article, it was... So, Justin Lin and... Who's the other guy? Something Wan?
I don't know.
So, they're out making new movies. One's making... Justin Lin's making Star Trek. And...
Oh, Justin Lin is making Star Trek.
And then Wan's making a sequel to The Conjuring, which I assume is a horror film because that sounds like it'd be a horror film.
Okay.
But also, apparently, rumor has it that's not the only reason, but because of Paul Walker's death, Vin Diesel has been taking his role as Dom like super seriously and like constantly calling up everybody for late night script edits so that he can be comfortable with the character. And, like, constantly being on everybody's ass about stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't want to deal with that pressure, rumor has it. So they just started working on other things. Well, and now the movie company has no one to direct the new Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen regardless.
But who would you want to direct?
Michael Bay.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What? That makes no sense.
A twist. You were the car.
At least with Michael Bay, you might get robots.
Oh, true.
Could you imagine that? If Vin Diesel, his Charger, suddenly backed him up in a fight?
That'd be pretty funny. Like, he had the Batman auto drive assist. Like, he just ran someone over.
Uh-huh.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like those movies were Oscar gold anyway, so might as well. Throw in more explosions.
What if Jackie Chan directed it and it just turned into a Hong Kong action thriller?
I don't know. You'd have to do something spectacular with those cars. I'm just trying to think of good car movies, and nothing's coming to mind.
Fast and the Furious 1 was really good. And
the Italian Job?
I think they should just replace Paul Walker.
Bullet?
Yes, okay. Let's keep it a bit more modern.
Okay. What, 1970s doesn't cut it for you?
Well, I'm pretty sure the director's gone.
Oh, true. What if Martin Scorsese directed Fast and the Furious movie?
I'd only have it if Paul Walker was replaced by Leo.
DiCaprio?
Uh-huh.
And then it would be the best movie ever, but he won't win anything.
But he won't win
the Oscar. Yeah, okay, I'm down.
I think I would be down with that. And you know it would be the best movie ever. And Vin Diesel would be super serious. Oh, man. Make it happen, Hollywood.
It'll deal with like how Dom has been racing cars and doing crimes because he can't commit to a relationship and he doesn't want to settle down. It's like real life struggles.
But I thought in this last movie he did settle.
Did he? Did Dom settle?
Oh, no.
I know Paul Walker did and he had kids and they drove
up. No, he did settle down.
Okay.
But he... what was... His sister. He ditched his sister, remember?
Oh, okay.
He was like, the sister and the kid, he kind of just walked away.
Oh.
Sad.
I just, honestly, the part I remember from that movie is somehow The Rock timed to drive that ambulance off the bridge to hit the jet drone.
The only thing I remember is when Vin Diesel stomped the
concrete. Oh, when he did a gamma wave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On top of the parking garage and the whole parking garage collapsed.
That was cool. That was good stuff.
Oh, man. And then The Rock had the chain gun.
Yeah.
Shooting down the helicopter.
He's in the movie for like 30 seconds total.
Yeah. He was mostly out of it before he had to go to work.
Daddy has to go to work. Flex out of a cast.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm sure the movie will find a director. It is the fifth most successful movie of all time, anyway.
Fifth? What's the first?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that adjusted for inflation, I guess?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's like, Harry Potter?
Wow, Gone with the Wind by itself beats all of Harry Potter?
No, just the most successful Harry Potter
movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Gone with the Wind.
I've never seen that movie.
It's old.
It's old.
It's old. But cool, there you go. Fast and Furious, we wish you all the best luck, right?
Because, yeah, I want more crazy car chases.
You won't get it by the sounds of it. This will be a serious drama. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. And intersecting storylines. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino directs.
Oh, that. I don't know if I can back you on that one. I saw an interesting piece. No, I'm not really interested at all. It's kind of boring.
Tell me all about it. Sounds exciting.
PlayStation.
I like them. I heard of them.
They have this really shitty Twitch integration.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But... they're finally getting full Twitch integration.
Oh, is Xbox's timed exclusive?
I think
finally
so.
Over?
Yeah, no, PlayStation announced with the next update, or I think Twitch finally built a full out app to use. So you can finally watch non PlayStation sponsored broadcasts.
Okay.
So you can watch anything on there now.
Oh, nice.
You can stream anything you want on there. So yay.
Cool. I pretty much just use my Xbox for Twitch and TV anyway, so now I can use it for less things.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a good call.
Sometimes I play Halo on it.
Yeah, I haven't really used mine in a couple months.
You just leave the Kinect on to make sure it's always watching you?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Keeps me safe in there.
Vince, there's someone in the room.
Yeah.
It's me.
I wish I can get my Xbox to call me by name. That'd be cool.
Cortana, call me this.
Yeah. Oh, but Cortana doesn't have that posh British accent I like.
True. So. She's got Cortana.
Yeah. Oh, well. Man, but that's all I got. That's
everything. It's a slow news week, man.
How about I read us a comment?
Do it. Like, we have comments. People never do it, but sometimes they do.
So last week, do you remember what my homework was?
Yes. No. I remember you gave homework. I don't remember what the homework was.
So I told people to go to iTunes.
Yes.
Give us 5-star reviews.
Uh-huh.
But in the review section where you write something, don't write a review.
Uh-huh.
Tell us.
All right.
I said, pick the TNIB member you hate the most and why.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. How many comments did we get?
One. Oh. But I was like, I want to be mean. So I want to face the truth. But it looks like, I haven't read this comment yet, but just skimming the first sentence, he ignored that. She ignored that. No, okay. It's a guy. It's Arthur. Arthur Chen.
Whatever, man. It's a progressive society. There could be a girl named Arthur.
Arthur Chen. Interesting name.
Do you know this person?
No. So he commented and says, I got a story.
That's not even... 0 out of 10. Like, F minus.
So this is the line I read, and I was like, oh, yeah, you didn't even pay attention. But you know what? Thanks for participating. I'm going to give you marks for that. Participation marks.
Participation marks.
You know, when your teacher's like, oh, well, you're wrong, but, you know,
you're here every class, so yeah, here's a mark.
So I won't fail you. I got a story, even though this isn't iTunes, so double failure.
Wow.
So, Vince, yeah. Remember, you got Blavin and Anthony to watch School Live.
Yes.
And you were all like, what a fuck.
Yeah, that show was crazy.
I tried to get two of my friends who might actually be into it to watch it while stressing not to get spoiled. But you know what happens when you tell people to watch something? They don't. Eventually, one of them does and immediately texted me a bunch of, oh my god, what the fuck. This friend also happens to be the student council president at a local community college that I used to go to.
Wow. So that story hits home.
Uh-huh. Fast forward a couple days, and I was spammed with a bunch of photos of faces of people I don't know looking at a computer screen, shocked, amused, bewildered. Turns out, my friend who knows pretty much everyone in school got a bunch of his friends, classmates, Magic, Vanguard opponents, etc. to watch School Live Episode 1 and took pictures of their reaction. Then I replied with the Shang Tsung, it has begun. There. TNIAB affecting lives.
Oh, is that for the better?
I don't know, man. That's like some pay it forward bullshit. Really
pay off. They told two friends, and then make sure they know where you got it.
Yeah, it's okay if you tell them what to do, but, you know, bring them back to
be
us.
Be like, listen, you know, this podcast introduced me to this show, so if you like that, maybe you'll like this podcast.
It's like your reply clip should have been the Shang Tsung, it has begun, listen to TNIAB.
Yeah, listen
like,
to TNIAB.
That's what it should have been, but... But, you know, thanks.
That's, man, that's cool.
That is cool.
Someone actually took it seriously.
I think it's more a word of mouth thing.
No, but... man, someone took it seriously. Us specifically.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, no, that was, there you go. There you have it. That's the sole comment we got last week.
All right, well, show's over.
That's it. Thanks for listening.
I honestly don't know what to do now.
Well, do you want to tell me about something, anything? I can tell you about Destiny.
Hold on.
Andy, you don't know about Destiny?
Not particularly.
Yes,
do it. I forgot what I did this week. Hold on.
You know what you did do this week?
I played Destiny. Fuck!
You played Destiny with me.
Son of a bee!
And TJ.
It's true. And Mikey sometimes.
Mm. So you played a lot more Destiny than I thought you would be playing Destiny.
Well, I played it with them at their house, and then you logged on, and then we played it at my house. And then
let's talk about the Destiny raid.
The Vault of Glass?
Yes. Let's talk
about that. The very first raid?
Yes.
So timely.
We are a year late to give our impressions of the Destiny Vault of Glass raid. But, I mean, we are the important opinion.
True. Everyone is waiting.
They want to know. Because we represent the market that dropped Destiny.
Because it was bad.
And we dropped it before the raid.
Because it was bad.
I wouldn't say it's bad.
It was bad.
It just felt empty.
It was bad.
So, Anthony, what did you think of the raid? The Vault of Glass.
The raid is so different from anything else in that game. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much unique content and content that's fun that isn't in that main game.
Oh, you're having fun?
The raid was fun.
Okay, because at times I thought you were like getting real frustrated when you kept dying.
There was one... the first time was because I was undergeared. And then I learned you couldn't res in the hard mode. And I was like, oh, okay, that's why. Because like, I was like, res me. No one answers. Res me. No one answers. Res me! And then finally someone's like, you can't res here. I'm like, then fucking tell me that.
Yeah, see, that's what I was telling you. That's what I heard.
I have a mic, so I
had the speaker.
You can only hear me. I didn't hear a word you were saying.
Okay. But we're all in the same house. No excuse.
Well, I wasn't. So I couldn't hear you.
That's fine.
I was in another room.
And so, yeah, like, the vault has so much going for it. It's not just the... So the problem I had with Destiny before was that it was the same thing over and over again. And there was so little content that repeating stuff wasn't fun because there was no variety. Like, there'd be constant times where I would matchmake for a strike, and I'd get the same strike, like, 5 times in a row. Mm. And it would suck, right? But, like, the Vault of Glass is, like, such a unique piece of content that's not in the game at all. And it has such unique... It's like a puzzle in a first-person shooter.
I gotta say, it's kind of like some bullshit content.
So there is two parts of that raid that are bullshit. Which is the part after you do... What's the first time you beat the... You fight the Sentinels. And then you have to go into that tiny room and find the tiniest of gaps to fall down.
Oh, that's just for the chest. We don't have to go that way.
But wait, can you get that... Not just for the chest, but can you progress through that game through that raid without going into that little tiny alcove? Oh, okay. So that negates one thing.
Yeah, because at the as soon as you kill the Templar, the gate that's behind.
Yeah.
That actually opens up.
Oh, okay.
It's like a giant pit that we jump down.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But the way that we go goes to an extra chest, but we couldn't get it because we only did Domo.
Okay. So that negates one thing. The other thing was the part immediately after that, which is stealth in a first-person shooter, and if you get caught, it's auto-death. That part was not fun.
I can tell.
I know.
Because you suck at video games.
Other than that, no. Other than that...
Who's the one who fell off of the...
Group? I didn't fall off.
You ruined the whole
I couldn't
ride.
Get on.
Wait. You're not making yourself sound any better. You know that, right?
But I could do the shortcut double jump in that huge chasm.
Because you're a warlock.
Yeah, I'm better than you.
So you just hovered.
I'm better than you.
I only had a double jump.
Man, this sucks, man. You should have been a warlock.
So, but I did it.
So, that part was some bull-ass shit. I don't like anything that's just, like, immediate death. Like, you can't do anything about it.
You could have killed him if you wanted to. But you're too under-geared to kill him.
No, we could have killed him.
But we could have killed him.
We, not I alone.
You!
No, you could.
We as a unit.
Could do zero.
I was doing damage. Numbers higher than zero came up.
Also, Mr. Trigger Happy, instructions were given. Do not shoot.
Yeah, you were like, you're like, when the door opens, shoot the thing. I'm like, okay, the door opened. I'm going to shoot the thing. And then everyone's like, don't shoot the thing, man. Even though I told you specifically to shoot it. If you wanted it to be, we're going to do a countdown, don't shoot until I say so, then sure. But you said, when the door opens, shoot the thing. I'm like, oh, there's the thing. Kablammo.
The instruction was, there's going to be a gatekeeper in the middle.
Yeah, when the door opens, shoot the gatekeeper.
That is your own words.
That is what you said specifically, and that's what I heard through the microphone.
Huh? Yeah, it was just you.
Shot. No, that's what I heard. Maybe you guys weren't fast enough.
No, because you're trigger happy. We all were waiting, and you were like, and the door didn't even open. You were like, I'm gonna shoot this thing.
The door had not completely. Like, there's probably like a tiny gap when I hear
it. It opened. It was open. So,
like, we were all like reloading, getting our stuff ready.
It's ready already.
And you were just like, well, I'm gonna shoot it. I'm gonna rush in and shoot.
That was the plan.
No, it was stay outside, and we wait, because we're gonna shoot it.
No, you said shoot
it. I didn't even finish the whole, my whole explanation you already shot. Like,
boom. And so, that happened. But the puzzles and stuff in that raid are really fun, like, going through the different time gates. And even aesthetically, it's really fun to, like, it's nice to look at, because you go through this gate, and it's like you're in a different time zone, right? It's like, and then you come back out.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff is so cool. And it's insane how bland the rest of that game is compared to that raid.
Yep.
I also would have probably never done it when that... Even if someone told me that this raid was amazing, it was like, Anthony, you had to play it, I wouldn't have played it on Vanilla Destiny. Because I did not like... The leveling. I did not like leveling up and grinding for gear
in
Vanilla Destiny. Okay. So that would have never happened. So like I went a couple levels higher than you're probably supposed to in easy.
Okay.
And then I was just like, fine, like we'll just mow through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. It's just, why isn't this reflected, like this type of fun and creativity reflected anywhere else in Destiny? Or at least anywhere else that I've played Destiny.
I don't know.
Because I've played so far... The other two expansions, House of Wolves,
mm-hmm.
and whatever.
Prison of Elders.
Yeah. The Hive one?
Sure.
The Hive one.
I've played... Bode.
Yeah, whatever.
Bode.
Yeah. Sword. Something.
Bane.
And so, like, I want to release, those were $20 each.
Yeah.
I would have been so pissed if I paid $20 for that and didn't get it in this package.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, $20 for actually 45 minutes of content. At least that's how I went. I felt like I mowed through it.
Yeah.
Right. And there's nothing there. And it's also Vanilla Destiny of just go to this place you've been, mm-hmm. except go to it through a different hallway and then fight these dudes. And like the raid is the best part of that game, but I can't expect anybody to actually play that game if it's still boring. So I haven't played any of the Taken King stuff. I don't know how much that changes up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the raid was really good. I can't recommend Destiny yet to anybody based on the raid. Okay.
When you look at the game as a whole, are you looking at like, what are you comparing it to? Like, what do you want it to be more like?
I'm comparing it to the other loot games. I'm comparing it to things like Diablo. I'm comparing it to things like Torchlight. Like, I know they're not the same games,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're completely different games, but they're both loot driven.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things in Diablo where even though I'm repeating a lot of stuff and I'm seeing a lot of the same assets,
mm-hmm.
they have a progression and a system in place that makes me want to continue. That makes mm-hmm. me want to get better gear, get better loot,
mm-hmm.
Get better sets. And Destiny, for me, doesn't have that yet. Again, I have not played Taken King, so
it's not gonna
take it with a grain of salt. It's not? Okay. No. And just the way Destiny is now, loot-wise... The controls are super tight.
Mm-hmm.
Crucible is still probably my favorite thing in that game.
I disagree, but okay.
It's the part where I get to shoot. I get to shoot the most, and the enemies aren't just like, "Oh, look, I dodged to the left. I'm so smart."
Mm.
But yeah, like the raid seems super cool, and I want to do the rest of the raids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna begrudgingly level up through bland content. I feel through the rest of this game.
Mm.
So, Vince, how was the raid? How did you think of the raid?
I was awesome.
You were awesome, or the raid was awesome?
I.
You specifically? Okay. All right.
I don't know if you noticed, but I did get the last shot and killed the boss.
I thought I did. I thought I shot it with my Hawk Moon and then went...
Your level 28 was doing nothing that
whole I don't know, man. I was sniping for like 5, no, like 8K. Man.
No.
So.
No. You were doing nothing.
I was doing stuff. It's at 8K. It's a lot
of... I made sure to get the last shot.
Don't no, worry. I got the last shot.
I made sure.
I think maybe we tied. Maybe our bullets just like went together.
I had the golden gun.
Sure you did. Whatever.
I liked it.
It's good.
A lot. It's great. It's fun. Hell of fun.
There's a lot of cool stuff in that raid.
Yeah.
The jumping, even like simple things like the jumping puzzle was fun.
The platforming?
Yeah, the platforming puzzle. The one where I could skip and you couldn't.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Cheated the jumping puzzle.
Yeah, no. I have fun. I'm having a lot of fun, Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm continuing to have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm continuing to have fun.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like a negative.
No.
All right.
I don't think it's like the greatest game.
I think if this... What is all in Destiny right now was in Destiny when it came out, I would like it more.
You wouldn't?
I would like it
more. Oh, okay.
Right? It's like... Because even though I saw the things of like the gameplay's kind of bland, like there's at least enough content that would have kept me going for a while.
I think I finally understand why this game is so popular.
Why?
I think I've got it.
Tell me.
I think I've got it. This is the super accessible Monster Hunter. It is.
How so?
I mean, like, I know Monster Hunter, you have different weapons, but... In terms of the vibe you get, like... It doesn't matter what Monster Hunter game you pick, there's only 3 maps, right?
Okay.
The actual monster, like the enemy encounters are all bland. They're not really anything interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The monster fights are always cool, and I think that at the end of each strike, you always get something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more than that, it's like, and like, what do? Is we repeat the same fucking levels over and over and over.
Yeah, but I would argue in Monster Hunter, you picking different weapons, the gear you get puts a significant change rather than I have a single shotgun or I have an assault rifle.
That's what I mean. This is a more accessible version of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you can get your friends together and you can do this really easy thing. Or maybe not easy. I mean, it's still shooting. And even in Monster Hunter, you can have different weapons to change things up. But more often than not, most people stick to one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get the full breadth of the game anyway. But yeah, no, that's what I think it is.
So I had a theory that this game isn't for me.
Probably
As someone who plays video games a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch TV I don't follow TV shows. Like, mm-hmm. I'm rarely watching movies. But, like, I feel like this game is for the person who comes home from work and then just, like, I'm gonna do a quick strike.
Yeah.
While I have time. Like, I have 45 minutes. I'll do a strike and then I'll go on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that this is what that game is for those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's
the problem. I don't think so. Just because I think you can make that argument with anything, especially considering how much you love Diablo. I think people play Diablo that same way you just described.
Okay.
Right? But I mean, if you don't like Destiny, you don't like Destiny.
Yeah, I don't think I like Destiny.
Yeah, I don't think so. Which makes me even happier that we pressured you into buying it.
No, whatever, man. That raid was cool. I'll do the raid, and playing with friends makes anything better. But like, if you pressured me to buy it, and then you guys weren't playing at all,
okay,
I would be extra pissed.
Oh, guys, stop playing Destiny.
Or at least just with Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, can I join your strike? Oh, sorry, man. We're full. We got 7, but you can go 8.
It's what are you talking about? It's fire teams of 6 only.
What, for the raid? I think you do 8.
6.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, we got 5. We can't fit you.
Yeah. Exactly. You're one too many. Ugh.
You put us down, man.
I'm glad that doesn't have, like, a life count.
What do you mean?
Like, you share spawns.
Oh, God. That'd be bad.
Yeah, and I'm glad there's checkpoints.
But you haven't done hard mode yet.
Oh, are there no checkpoints in hard mode?
Oh, wait, yeah, hard mode, you can't revive. Hard mode,
yes, but there's no revive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, if you thought the mechanic of the raid already had tons of stuff, wait till you do hard mode, because they throw a lot of shit extra in there to fuck you up.
Does it seem fair, though? Like, if I was prepared for this, can I get through it? Or is it is it just hard?
You could definitely get through it.
Okay.
It's just...
Because there's a difference between, like, it being hard and it being fair,
mm-hmm.
or it being hard... just for the sake of being hard.
It They added like a few different, like just like they add like one or two different things per like stage or
like enemy combinations.
Not or... enemy combinations, like stuff. So you know how the part where we do the Templar, you know how they put like the whole sphere on you, you have to break out.
Yeah.
They do that at Atheon too.
Oh.
So if you're caught once you're done shooting him,
yeah.
The timer goes down. It'll basically teleport three random people.
Yeah.
One. And then the three random people on the outside will be put into that bubble.
Oh.
So if you don't control ads, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be screwed because they can still shoot you while you're in the bubble.
See, so that sounds fun. That sounds just adding layers of strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was just like instead of 4 Minotaurs, you now have 10 Minotaurs, like that wouldn't be fun to me.
Would it though?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Have you tried?
I honestly think it's because you're not killing it as fast as we were because you are under geared.
I am under geared and like. Obviously, that can be playing a huge thing, but I am geared, or so says the game, I am geared enough for that raid. Like, I'm bare minimum for that raid.
No, yeah, you are bare minimum for the raid, yeah.
So, yeah. Cool.
Just going to say, once you do the Taken King stuff, because they added a ton of extra stuff that are just, people haven't found yet. Just like the Black Spindle, that was randomly...
Someone just was like, oh, hey, there's a door here.
Yeah, got through that.
Okay.
Right? So stuff like that, they tossed in there.
So that's fun, and, like, sense of exploration and, like, secrets and stuff.
And the raid itself now, because I've done the other two, right?
Yeah.
This one is solely, like, a cooperative. You cannot solo it. You can't do it with less than 6, for sure.
Okay.
And I think it's probably... I like the vault, because it was because I did Crota's raid, right? And... When I found
people
out
are soloing that, they just get a Gallarhorn and they
the
just
second
go
I found out I could solo it, I was like, this felt pretty stale because you don't really go anywhere. Everything was like on the same, like on the same map essentially, so you weren't moving anywhere. The Taken King though, it's just more jumping puzzles, crazy jumping puzzles, and just the mechanics of each boss. It is solely like you need a full team to be doing stuff.
No, that sounds super interesting, and like I totally want to try that.
Cool. You getting your legendary marks?
What? What are those?
Do you level 40?
No.
Oh. Like, I guess you can't get them yet.
28?
It's the other currency you need.
Oh, okay.
To buy stuffs.
I got a bunch of strange coins.
Yeah.
I heard I could use those at Xur.
Yeah, you buy stuff.
Okay.
You buy those exotics. Exotic engrams.
Are Xur's exotics worth it? Or... is it just there to fill out your library?
They're actually worth it because...
Because there's set stats, right, on Xur? But if you rolled it, like, you could get higher stats than Xur on your exotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them... so if you got through, like, an engram or a random drop, sometimes it's different than what Xur sells. So in your collection, it's going to be the standard.
Yeah.
But I have seen some gear where it is different perks.
Okay.
So you'll have the standard perks for that's meant for... So, like... if you get, like, for example, the exotic helm for the Titan, if you create the bubble, any enemy that walks in gets blind.
Okay.
Right? So something like that is permanent, but then, say it's, like, they give you attributes towards hand cannons or attributes.
Oh, those are all
stuff like that. Or, like, grenade throws or kills give you more energy or drop orbs and stuff. So, like, those perks will be different.
Neat.
Right?
All
right.
Sounds neat.
But the exotics, right now, I still recommend just because they do a lot of stuff that where you can get exotics elsewhere now. So I spend my strange coins on those new things that he sells, the three of coins.
Oh, okay.
And people exploited this before they end up.
Was that what TJ was doing
before?
Okay.
So if he had done it before, he would have got like at least like maybe an exotic every 3 or 4.
Oh wow.
Was the drop rate? But now they changed it so you can't do bosses in succession.
Okay.
So, every now if you do a strike or you do a rage, just pop one of those, and it'll give you like one in four, one in five chance of having an exotic drop.
Okay.
But yeah.
No, I want to like Destiny so hard. And like the raid.
I think that's your problem, bro.
Yeah. But like, I just, everything surrounding.
Stop trying to smother it with your love.
Let me love you, Destiny.
Just let it love you first. It's got to love you back.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how you build a relationship.
Everything surrounding the The Crucible or The Raid. Like, everything other than those two things, like, just, it's boring to me.
I enjoy it because I like horde mode stuff. Like, I love cooperative.
So have you just been doing the Trial Elders thing?
No, I've been doing strikes.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I know you repeat the strikes, but I enjoy that. I know it's okay. All structured.
So and, I haven't done any of the strike rotations. So hopefully, like, with these expansions, there's now enough strikes in the queue where I'm not going to get the same thing twice.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch.
There's a lot, and then they remix them.
Okay, so that, yeah, that sounds fun.
And like, now, because of the Taken King event, you're instead of fighting, like, the regular people, yeah, the Taken are who you're fighting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So,
you remember the one strike where it's, like, you're on the desert planet, and you fight all the guys with the shields, and there's the halfway point where...
The Cabal.
And there's a halfway point where you have to kill the giant tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in original Destiny, no joke, I got that raid... At least 3 times I played that game.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've had that.
In a row. And I'm just like, this is... I can't. And then, like, people just, like, quit out midway. And I'm like, oh, now I have to quit out because I can't do it by myself.
Yeah, there's at least, like, 10 strikes now?
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch.
There's a lot of strikes.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, yeah, no. Cool stuff. What else have you been playing? Because I know you've been playing more games.
I've been playing...
You know what I've been playing?
Okay, fine. Just go. What are you playing? I'll just go through these ones quick. I've been playing the Disgaea 5 demo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it came out on PSN, North American PSN. And it just gives you kind of a taste of what Disgaea 5 is going to be. And so I'm not going to go through story or whatever. It's Disgaea. It's tile-based. You're doing some crazy stuff. You're not going to see any of the new stuff until later in the game. But the one big thing I noticed is that there's a lot more enemies on screen at once.
Is this the first one on PlayStation 4?
This is the first one on PlayStation 4. But it's not the first one with HD sprites.
Okay.
But the thing I read up online is that game can have upwards of 100 characters on a map at one time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, like, before it was a max of, I believe, 10.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
So now on the PS4, they just 100. So I'm waiting for that grind map that's, like, kill 99 dudes all in one hit because they're in a perfect box, and then you just kill them all in one hit. But that, man, that game's Disgaea, and like I was playing it, and I'm like, oh, this is just the demo. I'm not gonna put 80 hours into a demo. I'm just gonna stop playing this.
What if it carries over your progress?
No one said anything if it does or not. So, like, it does let you save in the demo.
So you buying Disgaea this month?
Yeah, Disgaea is definitely. I'm gonna buy that. Will I play it this month? Yeah. Who knows?
You know what I'm buying?
What?
Transformers.
I was thinking of buying Tony Hawk.
Don't. Do it.
Tony Hawk 5?
No.
But it's the next numbered.
No.
But I was Tony Hawk.
It's the next
no,
number.
No. No.
No, I'll wait till, like, Boxy Day for that. Yeah, no, Transformers looks... I want to play Transformers real bad.
Devastation.
Yeah. That's still... Is that box game, or is that...
It's boxed, yeah.
Is it really?
It's like, a full-price boxed $70.
Like, whoa! Yeah. I thought that was, like, digital download. No,
it's a real game. That's why I'm like, this... Potentially it could be like Vanquish levels of good.
Oh, Vanquish is so good.
Or it could be complete trash.
What if it's just Bayonetta with Transformers? That'd be sick.
That'd be cool.
Depends if you like Bayonetta, I guess.
Bayonetta's cool.
Alright.
I mean, I could do without the hair.
What? You can't. That's the hair demon's the whole point. What if they summoned other Transformers, but by stripping down their auto parts? And then, like, oh, my panel of my door came off. It's all sexy. Like sexy Optimus being like, oh
no.
Okay, you sure?
No,
we can do that. I can mod that for you.
No one likes that.
All right,
stop.
All right, that's fine, that's okay.
Jeez,
never float your boat, man.
Clearly I know a float course. Jeez.
And then the other thing I was playing is Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga.
I bet you got your ass handed to you.
No, so it's not as bad as Nocturne. Like, I did not die on the first battle, like Nocturne style.
Okay.
But it is very... It's a series of Shin Megami Tensei games before they auto-allocated stats for you.
Uh-huh.
So, like, one of my guys leveled up. They're like, you got 3 stat points. I'm like, shit. Like, it's just a lot of choice for that because, like, those are permanent. You can't take that back. And so, like, I was like, oh, this guy has Bufu as his first move, so I'm gonna up his magic, right? It's like, nope, he's secretly a tank. No, oh, no.
You are horrible at video games.
What? Okay. I upped his luck a bit.
Don't worry about it.
What? Do you, what? What's the way to play that? Should I know something?
Shin Megami Secret, man.
Shin Megami Secret? People who have Bufu aren't actually magic users? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so the story so far is, like, you are...
Wait, you said this is Digital Devil Saga?
Digital Devil Saga.
Okay.
So yeah, there's like two factions of humans, and they're fighting against each other, and you're part of one squad, right? And so the opening cutscene is you're in a war about you're in a battle with another squad, and in the middle is like this unknown pod, pretty much.
Mm.
Each side is like, yo, dog, let's get this pod out of our area, but nobody knows who put it there, and they keep thinking it's each other. And what happens is the pod opens, lightning strikes the pod, and then all these beams of light come around and start going through everybody. And it awakens their inner demon. So instead of you summoning demons, you turn into the demon in battles. And it's like this really dark thing of like, they turn into demons, you kill them. But then your teammates like devour their bodies, their defeated foes' bodies to,
I like the sound
to
of
regain
that.
Health. And like already there's like one character who's just way too into it. He's just like, yeah, I love the feel of like their warm throat blood gushing against my mouth as I chew into them and shit.
Sounds like it's made for you.
And so, yeah, so far it's like real dark.
Yeah.
But the gameplay's pretty fun. It's very hardcore Persona. Like, if you play Persona 4, like, it is not like that. Like, yeah. Status effects really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Elements really matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of it being stronger. Like, mm-hmm. there are sometimes you just cannot get through a boss if you do not prepare for it.
Yes.
The dungeons are wide. Like there is one specific way to go, but I was crawling around this dungeon for like 30 minutes because there's so many alternate routes and different treasures you can find and stuff.
Right.
So yeah, I'm like, I finally got to the part in the story where random battles start happening, and I got to my first save point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really fun.
Cool.
When I can actually have time for that.
How much you pick these up for?
They were at a game store in Toronto for 24, 25 each.
Oh, okay.
So it was, yeah, 1 and 2.
You dropped $50 on 2 PS2 games?
Yeah. And then I bought...
What the fuck?
Okay.
Last week you were like, I got a budget for this Destiny. Am I buying games this month? And you just dropped $50 on 2 old PS2
two, games? 2 sealed PS2 games.
Wow. Who cares?
And I opened them.
Oh, who cares?
And then I bought, also in that same purchase...
Oh my god, now you're gonna make the story even worse.
I bought No More Heroes Paradise.
Why?
Huh? Because I have No More Heroes 2 on the Wii, but I
don't care.
I can't find a copy of No More Heroes 1, so I just bought the HD version, and that was 23.
Jeez, okay.
I almost bought that Wild Arms remake.
Why?
Which was $90.
Oh, is that why you didn't?
Yeah, that's why I went in there and I'm like, oh, like I can just get this instead of getting the Persona or the Shin Megami Tensei games. And then I was like, $90 for a PS2 game? I'm like, not right now. Maybe later.
I know how your mind works, Anthony.
What?
You would rather have more items rather than one expensive one.
I like Shin Megami Tensei better than like Wild Arms.
Oh, okay. You don't like robots westerns?
Wild Arms is cool, but I just have more affinity for Shin Megami. Like I put 5 hours into Wild Arms 1 recently.
Didn't like it?
No, it's fun. I just, for some reason, stopped. I do that thing where it's like, oh, I really like this, but I also want to try this other thing. And then the other thing hooked me
more. Oh, right, you have ADD.
Exactly. I got ADD video games.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. You guys want to hear about KOF 2006? It's so good.
No, but my friend's selling that game.
How much?
$25.
I paid less than that.
Okay. With the other one.
Which one? What?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, is he selling 2002, 2003? Or 2000, 2001?
He's selling a lot.
Can I see?
I don't know where it is.
He's on the list.
I'll show it to you after the show.
All right. Because if he's selling 2002, 2003, I'll buy that. For $20, I'll do that.
Oh, each?
Yeah.
Sold as a lot only?
No, so 2002, 2003 is one game.
Oh.
And then 2001 is one game. But they just released them as packages in North America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go. More you know. Any more games that you want to disappoint me with?
That I want to kill time clickers.
Oh, shut up.
I'm trying to think. Just like of stuff that I've actually put time into. It's just more of stuff I've talked about, like just more Diablo. Like I'm building a new monk class or a new monk style, so I can mooch off XP. And then nothing exciting.
That's a shame.
Why?
I was looking forward to hearing about exciting things.
All right. Well, it's had to prove you right, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. What about you? I downloaded the demo for Legend of Legacy. Or Legacy of Legend.
This is a demo? This is a demo? Oh, wait. Before you start, Galgun Double Pieces is coming. It's coming soon.
You're buying this?
Yes. When I'll play Asia.
And Disgaea this month.
It's coming.
Again, Double Piece and Disgaea.
It's coming. What
the fuck is wrong with you,
man? I don't know. Coming.
Last week was all, I can't buy games.
Because I didn't want to...
expensive. And this week you come back and tell me you're just going to spend $300 on video games. Like, I'm fully supportive if you want to blow your money on things you like. I do it all the time. All
right.
But... don't come back the next week and be like, I gotta be serious and budget about myself.
No, I ran into a close family member.
Oh, your grandmother.
Who
she just threw money at
me. She threw money at me.
Okay.
And I'm like, I could save this.
This makes sense.
Or.
This makes sense.
Oh, I love my grandma. She supports all my bad habits.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't know what you spend that money
exactly.
on.
Exactly. She supports
She's her. Not supporting she you. Supports it.
No. Just because she can't speak English doesn't mean she's not supporting
you. You know, she's thinking that you're putting this money away for so that you can spend it on a lucky lady's wonderful wedding day.
Probably.
That's what she's thinking when she gives you that money.
Yeah, we're going to have a Disgaea and Galgun themed wedding.
You know she can't wait to see you get married?
Probably.
I asked her, and she's like,
she said in Italian, use translate.
Use Siri to help me.
Siri, translate this.
Yes, Master Vince.
Yes, Master Vince. She is heartbroken. She sure wishes Peasant Anthony would get married already.
What can you do? Yeah, no, so I downloaded the demo of Legend of Legacy.
What is that game?
It's a RPG by Atlus.
Is it, like, have you played it? Did you play it?
No, because I forgot I downloaded it.
Okay.
So yeah, I wish I could tell you about it, but I told you that I did download it, so maybe next week I'll tell you about it.
Maybe, or maybe we can play it after the podcast.
Then I remember that Heroes Reborn was airing this...
The TV show?
Yeah.
I was like, what video game is that? And then it wasn't.
Fell asleep and missed it, so...
Man!
I can't tell you about that one!
This week is killer!
Yeah.
Just... Man, how's your toy show, at least?
I'll talk about it soon. Oh! You know what I didn't miss?
What?
The Japanese Grand Prix.
Oh, at the Suzuka circuit.
Uh-huh.
Where I hear the Toyota driver was shitting on Toyota engines.
No.
Was it Toyota?
No.
Who owns that?
Honda.
Honda. The Honda driver was shitting on Honda engines at the track Honda owns.
Yes.
All right. That's good stuff.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah.
Was it an exciting race, at least? I really liked that circuit. I really liked that S-curve. Those turns in there. That middle section.
I think if you watch it, it's pretty exciting.
If I watched it?
Yeah, if you watched, it's pretty
is exciting. Is it just Mercedes dominating again?
No.
Okay.
It's Lewis Hamilton dominating. He won by 30 seconds.
Whoa!
Yeah. But because there's like backroom F1 politics, the cameraman never showed the Mercedes cars.
Why?
It's a long story, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 politics.
Yeah, blah, 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 politics. It's basically Red Bull need an engine. Mercedes won't give them one.
Okay.
And so the boss of Formula One is like, fine, then we're not going to give you TV coverage.
That's hilarious.
And so all you saw was the lights go out, and then Lewis overtook Rosberg to take the lead, and he vanished.
And then you never saw him on
and
TV
And then you
again.
Never saw him until the checkered flag. And it was like, oh, he won the race. And you're like, where were you this whole time?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. The whole time, all you saw was the Ferraris. That's all you saw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They weren't focusing on the Force Indias?
Sort of.
I always feel bad when that happens.
What?
Because, like, whenever they're like, oh, and the Force India is, like, trying to get ahead. But it's like a battle for last. And I'm like, man.
You know what, the battle for last, at least there's something to you.
At least there's a battle.
There's a battle. No, I think it's like, if you're battling for last, it's like, there's something there to gain. Like, you don't want to finish last.
Yeah.
But if you're battling for, like, 11th and 12th, it's like, who the fuck cares? Like, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
You know?
And then Lewis Hamilton's just, like, has his feet on the steering wheel, chilling.
He's making tea.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Signing hats, throwing them out the car.
Yeah. Speaking of which, he had this wicked Japanese collector hat.
What's with him in collector hats?
I don't know. But I really wanted it.
Is it red like his plane?
No. It's not candy red, no. It's black, but he has like pink, is it not hibiscus? It was the cherry blossoms.
Okay.
He had like that, like a floral pattern over it.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. I wanted it, but I'm like, I have two black Mercedes Lewis Hamilton hats.
But it doesn't have...
I know, that's what I was trying to... Japanese floral pattern. I messaged my sister. I'm like, hey, yo.
Hey.
I know you're only 20 minutes from the circuit.
You want to do me a favor? So
if you got free time.
Yo, I got a Christmas present idea.
Just run down there and go get me a hat.
Is it that easy?
She didn't respond. Yeah. But yeah, no, so then, I went to a toy show today.
Was it a weeb toy show?
No, it was general action figures. Right. So this is more Western stuff like G.I. Joe,
He-Man,
Star Wars, He-Man.
Lego.
Thundercats.
Oh yeah, Thundercats.
Speaking of Lego, I stopped by Toys R Us before I went to the toy show, just to see if there's anything else. Lego Dimensions is out today.
Oh wow.
I almost bought the Portal set.
What's that you?
You basically get, is it Chell?
Yeah.
You get Chell, you get a turret. Those are turrets, right?
Yeah, the little egg things. Yeah.
And you get the companion cube.
Yeah.
So they're like three things. Like each of them are the size of a minifigure. So okay. Really small.
All right.
Guess how much that costs?
$100.
No, this is not the game. This is the add-on pack.
Oh, the add-on pack. $59.99.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
It's $30.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's bad.
Is it really?
That's really bad.
Sound bad.
That's really bad.
If you really like Portal.
It's really bad. No, because comparatively to a regular Lego set with that many pieces, you're looking at $12.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, no, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And then I was like, okay, maybe if I'm going to spend this money, I should buy the whole set, the game and everything.
Yeah.
I look down, I'm like, $109. I'm like, oh, no. No, no, no. Okay, so then I went to the toy show, and it was fun.
So instead you bought?
I bought Transformers, I always do. It was cool. So I told you the story already, but to all the listeners, it'll be a fresh story. So at these toy shows, I'm part of the staff, so sometimes I'll be at the front door checking wristbands or whatever, right? Just doing things when they need me. And I was there, and some guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "Hello." He said, "I hate you." And I said, and like in my mind, I was like, "Well, what the hell did I do?
What
like,
happened?"
Like, I know I'm not the nicest guy in the world, but like, at least I know when I do something wrong. And I'm like, "Okay, why is that?" He's like, "Cause you got me into Gundam." I'm like, "Oh,
oh yeah, I forgot to do that thing."
Oh my, like, you must be one of the rabid Gundam review fans. He's like, "Yeah, I really like those." I'm like, "Okay, well that's good then." Yeah, but no, it was just one of those like, shit. I was scared for a moment. I thought I committed a felony.
Remember that time you robbed me? Whoa!
Of my money? I'm like, what? And then gave it to Bandai?
Oh,
the Gundam group. Oh,
it's like a Facebook group that's just like, all right, how are we gonna tell Vince
that
we need Gundam Morgan reviews?
Yeah.
Wait, how did he know it was you?
My face is on the internet.
Oh.
He's got video blogs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where he talks about his relationship status.
I do? Maybe I should.
How to trick people into thinking you're not a toy collector.
I should do like a new series like that.
Like, right? A Jenna Marbles, like, really rough cut.
Mm-hmm.
How to hide your toys.
Or maybe I should do one where I vlog my whole day. And I'll be like, this is Anthony's house. This is his grandmother that gives him money.
I feel bad. You don't come over to my house, though. But nobody comes over to my house.
I will for this vlog, so people can see you.
In my natural habitat.
Yeah, like, notice how he has no pants on?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I wear jeans all the time.
Okay. Sure. That'd be pretty funny.
I'm like, it's like, hey, Vince, welcome. I just have like a boarded off section of PS2 games I'm sitting in.
Yeah. Then your dad comes in and be like, yeah, that's my disappointing son.
He's doing his own vlog, like he vlogs on your vlog. Like,
welcome to my YouTube channel.
And I'd be like, oh, Mr. Veluco cross promotion.
Yeah, like, I tried to get him into cool stuff like football, but he just wants to play video games.
I know what you mean, sir. I tried to.
No, he didn't. Did I ever tell you the story of when my parents believed my friend over me?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I used to have an above-ground pool, and we built a deck connected to our fence so that we could, like, stand on the deck and, like, jump into the pool. And so me and my friend went to the deck, and we had all our clothes on, and we're just putting our feet in, right? And we're just going to chill and wait to do something in a couple of minutes or whatever. And so my mom's like, Anthony, don't go in the pool. And I'm like, I'm not going to go in the pool. I have my clothes on. Like, why would I do that?
Because you're Anthony.
So my mom leaves, and me and my friend are just chilling. And he's like, Anthony, is there money in there? And I look in the pool, and he pushes me in the pool, right? And so I'm just soaked head to toe, fully clothed. I come out, I'm like, Mom, get me a towel. And she comes out, she's like, I told you not to go in the pool. I'm like, no, like, Peter pushed me. And he's like, Peter wouldn't do that. Right? Dry yourself off. And then and I was like, what the frick?
How old are you?
I was like, I want to say grade 10.
Wow.
Grade 9, grade 10.
Wow. So you were like 16?
15. I'll say 15.
Oh, that's true. You have later birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
14, 15.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's like, Peter wouldn't do that. And I was just like, what the frig? Like, I didn't jump in.
To be fair to your mom, I would have taken the exact same stance.
But you would have done it out of, like, just to, like, PO me, not to, like, oh, you probably didn't actually jump in.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. No, I wouldn't do it to piss you off.
Damn.
I'd do it because I believe you would have done it.
But I didn't.
Well, that's a shame. Your mom doesn't like you.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to go cry now. No, so you bought at the toy store, or at the toy show. You had that, like, what was that little initial D
Transformers? Oh, I bought a Q Transformers Autobot Jazz, who's... Okay. You guys don't know who Jazz is. Jazz is the token black character in Transformers.
Of course.
He's the coolest one.
He's called Jazz for a reason.
He's called Jazz, and when he drives around in his Porsche, he blasts his beats.
All right.
Going down.
Beats by Dre.
He basically blasts them going into battle with the Decepticons.
Okay.
In fact, he will just blast them at the Decepticons, and the Decepticons will be just frozen.
Or like, no, sound waves.
Yeah. Anyways, if that wasn't cool enough, this version of him is disguised as the AE-86 Treno from Initial D.
Uh-huh.
The Panda Hatchback. The Panda 86.
I want one of those.
And it's really cool.
In real life.
There's a guy down the street who owns two of them. One of them's pink.
I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's cool. What?
Yeah.
Does he have the tofu shop thing on the side?
No, he doesn't, but he has the panda colored one, and then yeah, he has...
It's just the pink one.
The pink panda one.
I just really like flip-up headlights.
Okay. Sure.
All right. That's all. I just want to say that.
Yeah, okay. Sure. I don't know if that's a reason to buy a car, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. You also like Mazda Miatas?
Not really.
They have flip-up headlights.
Yeah, but Miatas are, like, they're not nice cars.
Then maybe you don't like flip-up headlights.
No, I like flip-up headlights. Like, flip-up headlights on the Miata are cool. They make the Miata sort of cool.
You sure about that?
But the Miata itself is garbage.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This coming from the Mazda owner.
No, yeah, no, Miata. I didn't pick my car. It was given to me.
Okay. I got nothing.
And then you bought Macross.
I bought a Transformer.
No, you bought Macross.
I did. I bought a bit of both. I bought a lot of stuff. Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Because the Canadian dollar sucks.
All right. And oh, how much did you pay for this?
Oh, no, I didn't pay a lot. I made sure to only get wicked deals.
No, but I need a number. Like, what's...
Like, how much I spent all...
No, how much did you spend on that Macross?
$30.
Oh, okay. $35. I thought it was going to be something outrageous.
It retails for $70.
What?
That's how awesome I
am. I dropped my phone.
That's how awesome you aren't. My awesomeness fucking shook the phone out of your hand.
I recently cracked my phone camera lens, and now my phone only takes super blurry pictures.
That's a shame. You know what you need?
an iPhone.
Oh, finally, he's learning.
No,
he's learning.
I don't need an iPhone.
I can't remember if we had it on when we were recording, but didn't you say you wanted to buy a Mac?
Yeah, I was like, I should buy a MacBook. It was for like an app. That's why I wanted to buy it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Maybe. We'll see. Like, if I get like a desktop PC.
Yeah.
And then I could have a Mac on the side.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound... What?
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever. I think we've stretched it out long enough.
I wasn't stretching. I was actually talking about stuff. You were stretching?
Yeah.
What?
I'm stretching.
No, man. I was actually talking.
What were you talking about?
I wanted to get more about your toy show, but you didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, what do you want
to
know?
I don't know, but what you did. You're just like, I went to a toy show, and then...
Toy shows are all the same. It's a big room with a bunch of nerds. They're all sweating and like, saliva-ing all over toys.
Gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but, okay. I did buy one thing that I was super happy about. So, there's this one... it's a blue Formula One car called Mirage. And it came out in 2006. And... By the time I really got, like, into hardcore collecting, it was already out of print. It was hard to get.
Okay.
And every time I looked at it, it was like, oh, it's $40. I'm like, I don't want to pay $40 for like a $15 toy.
Okay.
But as the years kept going on, it kept going up and up and up to like $70. And if you want it now, brand new, I think it's like $85.
Like inbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at the end of the show, I was looking around. And I was just looking at stuff. And there was this guy there. And he was packing up. And I was looking through. And he had one. And I'm like, how much do you want for, but he... How much do you want for this? And he said, oh, that's it's $20. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want that. And I'm like, even though it's relatively good. But the thing is, the way it was packaged, there was one, it was in the bag with another one, and he was only looking at the other side.
Oh.
And he said, oh, you just want the Mirage. I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, $10. And I was like, sick. Nice.
That's hilarious.
And I said, why so cheap? He's like, I'm getting out of the game. I'm like, oh, well, that's just disappointing. He's like, it's not my fault. I'm like, well, what is it? He's like, my wife.
Whoa! I'm like,
that's even worse!
Oh, man!
I'm like, I feel so bad. I don't want to take this from you. He's like...
Hold on to it. Keep it in a secret
stash. I know.
Stash.
I'm like, he's like, I need to get rid of, like, as much as I can today or else she'll be really upset. So... $10.
That's so disappointing.
And I was,
that's right.
Wait,
man.
You felt bad?
Yeah, because I'm like, this is something he loves, and like the
person that he loves can't support that.
Yeah, she's just like,
Oh wait, you got something to chime in now?
Oh,
no, on this relationship Walmart story. You didn't feel bad for the guys that.
Yeah, but like, oh, that's because they were slow. That's their own fault.
That's different.
But it's something they loved.
Yeah,
but this
but
guy has to give up something he loves.
Yeah,
because like, he didn't miss out. Oh, I'll get it next time. This is I can't have the thing I love anymore.
This is I have access to everything I want. I'm just forbidden.
Yeah, like
yeah, like the equivalent would be going to Walmart. With those guys there, and then walking up to them and cutting out their eyes so that they can't enjoy it anymore.
That's a good comparison.
Like, that's... Oh, that's so bad. Man.
Did you buy it for Ted?
Yeah, I did, of course. Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, man, that's...
To be fair, he offered.
No, I didn't offer.
Yeah. You didn't offer to
he
be
He told
like,
me
you...
the story after I paid.
Because
I'm like, how come so cheap?
Oh, then you looked at it and you're like, oh, man.
I'm like, is it, like, broken? Is it, he's like, no, everything's there, it's fine, it's just been in display, like, it's perfect condition, and then as I was driving home, I was playing with it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great.
Did he have to get out of it, like, fully, or was it that he had too much and he had to cut down?
It sounded like it was more, like, it was somewhere in between, but either way, it sounded like he had to get rid of 90% of everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Rachel's got no sympathy. She's like, damn straight.
Yeah,
we gotta feed these kids.
The way he told me, he's like, yeah, it's that point where I gotta grow up. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, no, it's my wife.
He couldn't even lie to you. He's like, no.
Because I was like, that makes me really sad. And he's like, well, no, it's my wife.
Oh, yo, any girls listening to this, don't be that person.
Be that person.
Don't be that person. Like, okay, be that person, not us, because then we can get mad deals.
make them the better people in life.
Man, that's such a depressing story.
Isn't it?
It's like, look, the person I committed my life to won't let me be who I am.
I'm sure it's circumstantial. Like, you probably, you know, maybe she lost her job. Maybe they have the newborn baby on the way and they need the finances for more.
No, I want the things. Most drastic, like,
oh, you just want to be like, one day she wakes up and she's like, enough's enough.
Like, I'm tired of dusting all these dust magnets.
Wait, why would she have to dust it?
I don't know.
Because that's his responsibility. So, little known secret. Most toy collectors, even if you want to help them clean, they won't let you.
Can I help you clean, Vince?
I can understand that.
Oh, but I'm different.
Oh, okay. You don't care.
Like, yeah, I don't care if you guys touch my stuff. But most collectors will be like, no, I will clean
it. I have the special duster. It comes out of a bag. Like. Yeah.
Or they just don't want you to touch it for fear of breaking it.
Oh, okay.
Right? But yeah. Isn't that a nice story?
No, it's sad. It makes me never want to get married.
Ooh. You don't have to get married.
Yeah.
You just be common law and then have her take all my stuff too? No. Or make me get rid of all my stuff
too? No. But I mean, like, hey, you could just...
Bless you.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, Anthony, but like, what if you meet the girl of your dreams? Bless
you. But?
And then she's just like, no more video games, Anthony.
She's not the girl of my dreams, Vince.
No, but what if she is?
Oh, no, that'd be a mutual thing. If, I don't know, she's into something.
She's into Anthony Faluco when he's not playing video games.
It's a rare commodity, so I don't know.
Like, that's her one thing.
No, man, that's the thing. That's the rare version of me. She won't like it as much if she gets it all the time.
No.
So she's only gonna
stop being selfish. Stop being selfish. Quit video games.
Sometimes I have that thought. Honestly, I'm just like, I spend so much money on this stuff. But it's like, it's not that I don't enjoy it. Like, I really enjoy it.
Sure you do, man.
I do. I love it.
Then you wouldn't be having these thoughts.
But, like, sometimes I'm like, what else could I be doing? And I'm like, whatever.
You could be doing Let's Plays.
I need video games for that.
Yeah. That's what else you could be doing.
No, I mean, what else could I be doing besides...
You play football, like your dad always wanted.
Baseball or soccer or basketball.
You could finally make him proud.
Go to the gym.
Basically any sport.
You can get your own realtor license.
I don't know about that.
Take over the company.
That sounds like a rough job.
You'd make him proud.
I probably would.
And then we'd see it on his vlog or his vlog.
His vlog?
Yeah.
Would I make myself proud?
I don't know. But I'd love to see his vlog and his opinion on it.
My son's finally taking over the business. I just wear a tear, like.
That'd be great. Oh my god.
I just bought him a new suit. I don't want to surprise him with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be
yeah.
a part of my life moment.
Yeah, yeah. And then I pop in the background. Make sure to check out my Luxor.
I just bought some new toys.
You want my side of the story?
You ride by on your bike with like an Optimus Prime. I'm like, hey, check it out. It's like V3.
Yeah. Great. I should call your dad.
Oh, my dad somehow is like really good at social media.
Better than you.
Well, he does. He talks about politics, so it's almost like cheating.
Wait, does he have Twitter?
Yeah,
he does.
He does have Twitter.
I'm totally gonna creep him.
Do it. It's all about politics. But like,
are you friends with him?
Who knows?
Sometimes he favorites my tweets.
Oh, so
only when I retweet them.
Yeah, and I'm just.
But you have like so many followers. What's his handle?
Oh, I'm too popular. Let's see
what?
I said
no. I'll tell you. I'll tell you after. I don't want my dad's Twitter.
Oh, okay.
On the internet.
Oh, okay. I'll put it out there.
But yeah, like, sometimes he's like, Anthony, I tweeted this one thing, and I got, like, 40 retweets. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? What'd you tweet? And it's like, oh, some, like, crazy offensive joke to this newscaster. I'm like, oh, okay. Look at all these people telling me to go kill myself. This is amazing. Wow. He revels in it. He's like, please, more.
That's awesome.
The world is a fascinating place.
It's fun.
I think now we stretch it out.
That was stretching. That was stretching.
Yeah.
All right, game over.
You satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
You satisfied with the content of this week's?
I'm good. Minus those times I just sneezed a bunch in a row and now I got like boogers in my nose.
Don't worry, I'll amplify those. Choo, 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 choo. Oh, that's a good idea.
Just echo it?
Yeah. I could do that. All right. Bring a beat out of that. But yes, you can. Anthony, where can they find us? The love people.
They can find us on Facebook, Three Nerds in the Basement. They can find us on Twitter at TNIAB. They can find us at Gmail, TNIB.letters@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, 5 stars only. Tell us who you hate.
Better not be me or else I won't read it.
You can. Maybe I'll check it.
Yeah, no, you won't.
You can check us out at toy conventions and tell us that you hate us.
You're at toy conventions?
No, I'm just saying, maybe one day I'll be. You don't know.
Okay.
One day. I'll bring my amateur toy knowledge.
When's the Anime Toronto one?
March?
Oh, for some reason I thought it was in the fall.
No, it's beginning of the year.
Okay.
I think there's a bunch of hotels that are already sold out.
Oh my gosh. It's only September.
Yeah, I think the Double Tree, the one that's super close, like the one that's across the street from the convention hall.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't talking about Anime North.
Oh,
the other one. There's like a smaller anime one that takes place inside Toronto at the Metro Convention
Center. Does that happen anymore?
Yeah, because it's part of the Fan Expo group.
Oh, what's it called?
I forget. I think it's like Toranime, Toronto Anime. I know it's some sort of.
It's like a really bad Toronto anime pun.
Yeah, and a Toronto? I don't know.
God. Yeah. I honestly can't remember.
But I always thought that one was like fall.
No, that one is fall. That one's like, it's like right to the point where it's about to get real cold,
yeah.
But it's not real cold yet. Okay. Like you need a jacket, but you don't need a winter jacket.
Well, I'll probably be at that one.
I want to go to that one.
All right. It's nice to want things.
I'm going to come.
Okay.
Just show up.
All right. I hope you have fun.
Show up at your house.
Oh, like, boy.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
I'm in the front seat. The garage is closed and I'm in the front seat. Hey, Vince.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Okay. Anthony, do you want to say where they can find you on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Any upcoming projects?
I'm at Kilroy Can't Kill. I'm almost done a Metal Gear Solid 5 review.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
There'll be I was thinking of doing a video review, but I'm gonna post a written review before. Like, I'm not just gonna sit on the written review. So I'll put up the written review first.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be up on the site we never use because I don't know where else to post it.
You can post it on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I could just do like a big text entry. True.
Yeah, sure.
Well, like, how would I also do it?
I don't know.
Like, I could link to it on Facebook, but, like...
I don't know how you do it on Facebook.
Is there a limit on, like, statuses? Can I just post a review in a status?
I thought there was... Did Facebook have notes sections?
Yeah, they use... I don't know.
They still have notes. I just don't know if we can use that in our group page.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always thought of that as a more personal thing.
Yeah. Well, you look into it.
Start a WordPress.
Okay. I was gonna say something.
Like what?
Nothing.
What?
No.
What?
Okay, I guess I have to say.
All right.
I have a secret.
You have a WordPress?
I have a secret blog out there.
Oh my god.
I won't tell you guys what it is. And it's not about anything ever that I talk about usually.
You're just talking shit about us?
No. It's completely random thoughts.
It's private?
Yeah, but I'm very vague on everything. But, like, because, you know, I've always found it annoying when, like, I go onto Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And people are venting.
But you want to vent, right?
Yeah, but people vent, but they want to be vague. They just want to be seen
by
their friends. And it's like, well, the fuck? But, and, like, I feel it's like, oh, I'd be super hypocritical if I did that. And this is my best compromise, because I could be totally anonymous, no one would know who I am, but I could just get my thoughts somewhere.
See, I did that with a secret Twitter account that I have 0 followers on. So I just tweet out my thoughts into the ether. No hashtags, no @replies at anybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, it's off my chest.
Which is, but anyways, this WordPress account I have. So I get a lot of, like, really shitty comments on YouTube for my toy stuff.
Yeah.
The comments I get on this one are super insightful.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. People, because people feel like, I guess the way I write, I guess I come off like I need help or something.
Oh, okay.
And...
Like, don't worry, man. It's okay. It'll...
And they come off like giving me like this, all this advice, and like sometimes I put it into use, but I just, and now I just use it more as like a really interesting social experiment for just random people to. I recommend trying it.
Sounds better than my fake Twitter account.
Zero followers.
What? Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Whatever. Yeah. So Metal Gear Solid 5 review coming.
Cool. You're going to link to that on WordPress.
No, I'll probably just put it on the Podbean website and then link it through to Facebook.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the website I was talking about.
Yeah.
The Podbean website that you constantly pay for
and
refuse to let me give you money for.
Speaking of which, I got an email saying our account's been suspended.
Why?
Because the credit card I linked to expired.
Oh.
So at the moment we're recording this, I think the site's completely disabled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have to put in my new credit card.
Just in time for our new sponsor, Squarespace. Build beautiful websites at the touch of a button.
Yeah.
Build it beautiful, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You guys know where to find me on the internet.
No, they don't.
You'll find me
at
somewhere.
Vince Sanchez.
You'll find me somewhere. Upcoming, some Gundam reviews. Because y'all love them Gundam
fucking
reviews.
Fucking lie to me.
You love them Gundam reviews. I'm going to get some more Gundam reviews. I'm only going to do Gundam reviews. Right, Anthony?
Yeah, you changed your thing to type Gundam V3.
Yeah. Hot stuff. Okay, thanks for listening. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.